Trump returns to Washington. And Lisa Brady, Fox News. The former president in D.C. for the first time since leaving office to give a speech at this hour at a conservative summit just hours after former Vice President Mike Pence spoke nearby to conservative students.
He mentioned the Trump-Pence administration several times, touting its accomplishments on border security, foreign policy, the economy, and judicial appointments. And as the former president continues talking about the 2020 election, Pence says it's time to look forward.
I don't know that the president and I differ on issues. But we may differ on focus. I truly do believe that elections are about the future.
That's a common argument among Republicans expected to run in 24. Trump's policies were effective. 2020 is in the past. Let's move on.
Fox's Rich Edson in Washington. President Biden feeling well enough to start exercising again. His physician says the president's COVID symptoms have almost completely resolved after a five-day course of Paxlovid. He's still isolating today and keeping with CDC guidance, but holding another virtual meeting. And he's praising a bipartisan vote in the U.S. Senate to advance a bill aimed at boosting semiconductor manufacturing in the U.S. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
This is about national security and about making sure we have adequate supply here at home of things that are absolutely indispensable.
Adding he wishes it weren't so expensive. The bill heading for a final Senate vote later this week includes more than $50 billion in grants and some $200 billion for research, also facing some pushback from both sides of the aisle over the fine print. The White House says an expected call between President Biden and China's leader will cover a range of issues, but a spokesman says the president has not made a decision yet about removing tariffs on Chinese goods. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A California wildfire near Yosemite National Park is now 26% contained, but that fire has destroyed dozens of homes and other buildings, and thousands of residents remain evacuated.
Some, like Aaron Martinez, escaped with whatever they could grab.
We weren't able to get anything out. The clothes on our backs, what we had in our car. I'm wearing donated clothes right now.
The Oak Fire has burned more than 18,000 acres. Winds aren't the issue. This fire is being fed by brush and timber dried out by the state's historic drought. Add to that triple-digit heat. It makes for a dangerous fuel load for the 3,000 firefighters working to put it out. In Mariposa County, California, Claudia Cowan, Fox News.
The St. Louis fire chief with a warning for motorists after flash flooding killed at least one person.
Don't drive into standing water. You know, as you drive in, it may look low, but once you get to the center or the bottom of the crest, you're in 5, 6, 7, 8 foot of water.
Chief Dennis Jenkerson says his department has rescued or assisted dozens of people after record rainfall, 8 inches in St. Louis overnight. Klondike is putting the Choco Taco on ice.
The frozen dessert that's delighted customers for nearly 40 years is being discontinued in both its one-count and four-count sizes. Klondike, whose parent company is Unilever, citing an unprecedented spike in demand across its portfolio, prompting some tough decisions, including the unfortunate process of discontinuing products. The beloved dessert, comprised of a taco-shaped waffle cone, vanilla ice cream, peanuts, and chocolate, had even found brief fame on Taco Bell's menu, making a comeback earlier this year at select locations in honor of Klondike's 100th anniversary. Lauren Faulkner, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street. The Dow's down 263 points. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.